Welcome to the Murphy, Sam, and Jody After the Show podcast.
Murphy just said something so funny that you want to just say it again for everybody listening.
Yeah, I was warning Jody that when she goes home this afternoon, if she opens the microwave, she's going to find a piece of bread with ham inside of it.
On it.
Were you trying to catch something?
it's not that I left it there for you on purpose. That was actually supposed to be breakfast for me before I ran up here today.
Yeah.
And I realized I started feeling hungry, and I'm thinking, how am I already this hungry? Must have been a great workout yesterday.
And you didn't eat.
No, I didn't eat. It's sitting in the microwave at home.
Think about the morning time, and you're not alone in that, I'm sure, Murphy, although you do this a lot in your life, not just in the mornings, but when you have a lot that you're thinking about in your mind that you're doing, and then the other stuff that you're doing mindlessly,
yeah.
The daily chores or pouring coffee or making a breakfast, the daily chores that you don't have to think about, you don't complete them. I've come home recently, one afternoon, I came home. I leave first in the morning, then Murphy leaves after me, and I usually get home first in the afternoon and have a little alone time.
Mm-hmm.
So I pull into the driveway, and the garage door was wide open. Remember that?
Yeah.
I called you, and I was like, did you mean to leave this open? Because I know he doesn't like the garage door open.
Right.
I don't either. You got a garage door, you shut it.
Yeah.
So I'm like, okay, this is interesting. I was glad the door was locked.
Yeah, now you're making me wonder, did I close the garage door today?
Right. Then when I got inside that day, every light in the house was on. The little dog, Sparky, wasn't where he normally would be. And the bread had been left wide open. Like you had gotten a slice of bread that morning, I guess, and hopefully eaten it. But you did. It was just you had had a day. You must have been on the phone, I was thinking.
Yeah, it could be.
Or you were thinking about all the things you had to do. And that mindless stuff became truly mindless. And that is a normal thing, I think.
Especially on what you just mentioned, on the phone.
Right.
There are times I'll be on the phone, and when I'm done with the call, it's like, wait, I had something. Where did I put it? And you got to backtrack where you went. But it's like, I was carrying this when I got on the phone. Where did I put it?
Yeah.
It's so funny.
I think that's a symptom of our brains bounce so fast.
Right.
We're training ourselves to do this stuff. It's the same thing when we scroll or whatever, or when you check an email, you can be reading something going, oh yeah, I need to, and then you see the next email that then takes you on a completely different path. So
you've always been this way. My favorite one, I can still see it in my mind's eye. Years ago when we lived at the first house we bought together.
Yeah.
Do you know the story I'm about to tell?
I don't know. I do, actually.
He came home one evening from work. He comes in. I think Taylor was a baby.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he starts talking to me, telling me stuff. And like an hour or two later, I look outside the window. I look out the window and the 4Runner, the one that Phoebe drives now.
Yeah.
We had that thing forever. Was sitting in the driveway with the door open. You had come in with a bunch of stuff in your hands.
Yeah, I just left the door open.
I'm thinking, are there animals in there now? Because it was just sitting wide open. I had to tell you that.
I thought you were going to tell the story about the time that we were, Phoebe wasn't even here on the planet yet. Taylor was a baby, and you had taken her out of the back seat of the car when you had that Honda Accord, remember? And
I went
in the front door, and so I had gone. I don't know why we opened both rear doors, so I closed the driver's side door, got in the vehicle, and just started to drive into the garage, and all of a sudden I hear the passenger door shut.
Oh,
because I drove in with the door open, and there was a permanent buckle on that door the day that we turned that car in, I think.
Oh, Taylor learned some words that day.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
My microwave is one of my spots to hide food from Gus.
Right.
Because if I leave anything on the counter, Gus is tall enough to stand up there and grab it.
Right.
So if it's something I'm not keeping in the pantry, like if I cook some bacon or something for breakfast and there's a few pieces, I'll just throw it up in the microwave and shut it.
Of course.
And then there's been times where like 2 days later, I open the microwave and it's like, oh, bacon. Or, I'll throw a loaf of bread up there just because I'm not running back to the pantry. And then a week later, there's that loaf of bread.
Yeah. I have the microwave problem with mugs of coffee. if my mug of coffee gets cold and I want warm coffee, I like iced as well. So, but on the weekend, I hide my coffee from myself all the time in the microwave. I'll reheat it and forget.
Yeah, so that's our running joke whenever I open the microwave and somebody left a coffee mug in here, and you can usually tell how long it's been since she left it by the number of clumps.
We use our microwave a lot more than that.
This looks like Tuesday to me.
Okay. We all do it. It's just so funny. If you can learn to laugh at it, you know, we've all done it in ways that we can laugh at and ways that not so much.
Yeah.
I know I've told you this one years ago, but my first wife and I, we had it became a running joke. We called it a cream corn moment.
Oh yes,
because in the grocery store, there are times in the grocery where it's like I reach out to grab what I want, and then when you get home and it's in the pantry, it's like
I didn't grab that.
What did I do?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
It's because the can next to it was different or something. And the cream corn moment was I was buying corn, and I got home, and it was like three cans of cream corn. And it's like, why did you buy cream corn?
I didn't mean to.
It was supposed to be regular corn. It wasn't on the shelf, and when I stuck my arm out, it switched.
Right.
We've all done that at the grocery store. I've done that at Ulta, Beauty. Yeah. I meant to grab the bronze palette, and I grabbed it, looked at it. That's the one. Tested it on my wrist.
Mm-hmm.
And I go to check out and I buy it and I get home and I've got the neutral palette.
Yeah, magic.
It's not the same as cream corn, but it is the same.
Yeah.
So don't eat the ham when you
don't
get home.
Don't worry. Yeah. Champ might be having a ham sandwich for lunch.
Missed any part of the show? Get it all on the Murphy, Sam & Jody podcast.